This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. And I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. Travis, great to be here. Thanks for having me on the show. I've had a fantastic week. Got to go down to my daughter's college for parents' weekend or family weekend.
Oh, how was that? Did they send you home early?
They didn't send us home early, but we got to see the team, their horrible football team, lose a game, the homecoming game, and then we saw some circus performers, kind of a thing, a show. It was quite a show. In fact, the people who performed were, they tour nationally, and they were in the movie The Greatest Showman, so they were pretty good. Yeah. This guy who was juggling was amazing. Like eight things at once he kept in the air. It's like, at one point it was crazy. So how about you, Travis? How have you been?
I've been juggling on my own, juggling work and educational events and farm catch up. I think I was telling you, with my injury to my arm, I was unable to get out and have some work days, because most of my clients know, my family and I, we have a farm that's, a little ways from here. And, so busy weekend, and then, catching up on honeydews at the house. So juggling myself, and also, dealing with the kiddos. So yeah, it's been interesting. Had a birthday, and had another one that's coming up for a birthday here this weekend. So, it has been an interesting juggling experience for the Chance household.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. You keep busy between family and work. I know it's quite a juggling act.
There's no moss on this rolling stone.
Yeah, you're keeping a lot of balls in the air at once.
And there's football season. Obviously you got to make time for a little football. So hopefully this weekend, I'm not in a somber mood next show, because Georgia's going to play Alabama, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Georgia and Alabama, that's the big one right there. That's the Super Bowl of college football.
Two juggernauts playing between Alabama, Georgia, and Texas. I think one of those is your national champion. I'm just not sure which one it's going to be.
You're not? I am. It's going to be Georgia. I mean...
I would tell you, Texas surprised me. I mean, and plus, I mean, let's face it, everyone has been, has been expecting his debut, and, Arch Manning comes out, fills in, Cam Ewers gets hurt, and he fills in, he throws, three, four touchdowns, and then he comes out, and then his debut, plays the whole game, throws three more touchdowns. I mean, the kid's got it.
For and, real.
Cam Ewers was in talks for the Heisman. So it's going to be a struggle. Georgia better bring their A game.
That's true. It'll be interesting. That's true. Texas is creeping into the mix this year, aren't they?
Texas is a hoss. Yeah. No pun intended. They're
a contender.
They're for real.
Yeah, they're a contender this year. Well, and you, of course, you know me. I love pro football, and my team is the Vikings because I was born and raised in Minnesota.
And yep. Skull. Yeah, there you
Skull
go.
Skull Vikings, and we have surprised everyone. I love listening to...
I think Sam Darnold has had a resurrection.
Yeah. I mean, which quarterback in the NFL has thrown the most touchdown passes so far this year?
Probably Sam Darnold
of the Minnesota Vikings. Yep. And people are like, who? Wasn't he like a third string on a couple. He wasn't he on like five different teams?
You're like, did he get cut from the Jets? Yeah. Like, how do you even do that? They're like asking people like the Eagles back in the '70s when what was his name? Vince Papale came out and played.
Like, yeah, they've had
covered block.
They're pulling
for Aaron Rodgers.
They're pulling people out of the stands. You want to talk about the worst? I don't know if you saw the Jaguars game.
I watched
the
part
Buffalo
of it, but,
Bills beat
yeah.
them 47-10, and at half it was at the halftime. It was like I forget the score. It was like 30-0 or something. It was crazy.
It reminded me of the part in Vegas Vacation whenever Eddie said, I haven't seen a beating like that since they stuffed a banana down my pants and turned the monkey loose.
That line. Oh, you're
Tony,
me.
We are here for finance, and we have now spent way too much time on the intro.
5 minutes on the intro,
So where do we go from here after that comment? So that is what we're here to talk about today. Is where do we go from here? You know, Tony, you and I have talked about this on the show several times over the years. Where do we go from here, right? Markets are where they are. How, if you are in your, say you're in your late, say, or early 60s, mid 60s, late 60s, and or even early 50s, and you're planning on retiring within the next, say, 3 to 5 years, what are you doing right now? What are you doing to make sure that you have enough money to last as long as you do? And where I got the idea for the show was actually there was an interviewer last couple days. I saw a brief snippet, caught the tail end of it, but the interviewer was talking about exactly that, the risk to retirees if there is, and let's face it, there's some policies on both sides, obviously in election year, that really, if were implemented, which I'm not saying they will be, but if they were implemented, it could cause some shockwaves. So how someone prepares and hopefully gets them to a place where even if some of those come to fruition, it's probably not going to have an impact where maybe they have to work from, you know, instead of retiring at 65, maybe they have to work to 70, right? Because you have to make that money back up in the event there's like a 2008, a dot-com crash, something unforeseen, black swan event that, you know, all of a sudden we're talking about 35-40% down on the S&P or on the overall market. So how do we plan for that? Because, you know, it's been pretty well documented that right now we are in pretty expensive markets. I tell folks this all the time, just because they're a little on the expensive side does not mean they can't go up. So I'm not saying that they can't go up to Dow 50,000 right in the next year and a half, 2 years. I'm not saying that. It very well could. You could see S&P 6,000, Dow 50,000, NASDAQ 20,000, right? But here's the problem with that is usually stock valuations, it may not always be an indicator on a year-by-year basis, but it's a pretty good trend line to follow. And typically, whenever you have markets that are this expensive, now, if you're in your mid to late 70s, probably not going to impact you at all. You've already been retired. You've gotten over that Rubicon, so to speak. But if you're in your late 50s, mid, early 60s, or even late 60s, and you're thinking about retiring, what happens if markets begin to slow down? What happens if you don't have these 15, 20% years like we've had back to back for 23 and 24? What happens if all of a sudden we now get what Morningstar was promising back or talking about back in a year, maybe a year or two ago, when they said that they anticipate the average annual stock return for large cap stocks, value and growth, to be somewhere in the 5% range? Well, Tony, the problem that we have, and this is where I'm going with this, inflation has really made us sit back and rethink our retirement numbers, our calculus, because a lot of people, if you had asked, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago? How much would you need to retire? I would imagine their number has changed. Why has it changed? It's because, you know, for instance, a family of five. I mean, our grocery bill has almost tripled since 2019. It's just a fact. If you go to the grocery store, you know, where you were paying $1.50 for an item 2019, it's likely it's closer to $5 now. So, you know, there are many cases where people are having to sit back and revisit what their retirement number is. And the reason I say you have to look at where you are, not where you were, is if we are going into the sustained level of prices we have gotten to now, even if inflation comes back down to 2 or 3, chances are you need maybe 20, 30, 40% more income in some cases just to maintain your cost of living. So the question is, as retirees typically get a little more conservative as they approach retirement, have you done that? Meaning listeners, have you done that and not thinking or not, or unbeknownst to you, you've seen fixed income be more of the allocation, which is really done not well. And equities have become less of the allocation, but they've done really well. And now all of a sudden you're in this vicious cycle because you get to retirement and you're like, you know, I'm really not where I thought I should be. And all of a sudden, maybe I need to put more in stocks because the stock market is doing well, right? With the hot hand theory, just because it's done well means we think it's going to continue to do well. But what if that's not the case? What are you going to do if all of a sudden we do see a correction? Because, you know, I've talked about this on the show. We are a consumer-driven economy. And let's face it, a lot of people out there are really starting to get threadbare and worn thin because groceries, insurance, my God, my insurance. Think about, Tony, how much is your car insurance gone up over the last 2 or 3 years?
Oh, yeah.
Mine's ridiculous. It's gone up almost 30, 40%. This year it went up 12% for no reason. I haven't had a ticket since Moby Dick was a mess.
Yeah.
And I have literally seen my insurance go up significantly.
Yeah.
So all of those things, you know, you have to pay for, right? We have to drive, I guess we don't have to. We could use public transit if that's available in your area. But for most of us, we're going to drive. We're going to have homeowners insurance. We're going to have health insurance. We're going to have all of these things that just seem like they just have a never-ending cycle of going up right now. So my question to the listeners out there and to you, Tony, is what are they going to do? That's really where I think you need to put significant time into and thought into your planning, because you have to know how your portfolio is going to respond in today's environment.
So planning is the key thing that you need to do.
Absolutely.
To combat this, but also, you know, a part of the plan, maybe you save more, maybe you move, reallocate your assets. There are ways and strategies to help deal with this, right?
Well, it all comes also down to timing and location, right? Timing, combining, and sequencing. We've talked about that on the show before. Okay, so let's say you're in your mid-60s or late 50s to mid-60s, and you're planning on retiring within the next 2 to 5 years. And your solution, because you look at your plan logically and you're like, okay, that just means I need more money. Well, Tony, what if the only account that you've been contributing to is a pre-tax account? Guess what's coming in 26?
Tax
cuts and jobs that goes away.
Is going to go away. So the taxes will probably go up.
That means what happens to your spendable income? Does it go up or down? Do you see where I'm going with this? This is where the thought process has to come in. I actually got part of this also from a current prospect meeting that I had recently. And I talked to the clients and we were, you know, obviously we had actually met a few years back and they came in for an appointment just to kind of follow up since they were getting closer to retirement. And, you know, obviously income numbers have changed. They were looking at paying off some debt. And one of the things that was really apparent from the beginning was if there was a significant drawdown and doing what they were going to do by basically trying to front load all of their debt, it could be the difference in danger or having a successful stress worry free retirement. The problem is, in logical conversation, whenever he described what he was going to do, it made sense. You know, go ahead, get rid of the debt up front. A lot of people do that, right? And they want to retire with no mortgage. They want to retire with no debt, no vehicle, no credit card, et cetera. But the problem is, sometimes whenever you take that big chunk out in the beginning, it could cause the nose of your plane to start going down, and it may be very difficult to pull that back up to altitude. So it could snowball the opposite way. It could start to drive your numbers down to the point where you can't pull them back up. Because even though they did it this year, when they pulled it back up, when taxes kicked in to 2017 rates in 2 years, they weren't going to be able to take that much pressure off the throttle, right? They were still going to be fighting to get it back up to altitude. So that's the reason why I tell folks, you know, just because you if you think you've thought through your retirement, please take my advice and get a second opinion. Think again. And whether you come to see us, which I would love to have a chance to sit down and speak with everyone, but obviously we know time constraints, that may not be the case. But I urge everybody listening, if you are not working with an advisor, you need to talk to someone that can actually lay these scenarios out and show you what happens if you do that, so that you can make the mistakes on paper before you make them in real life. Because once you step out of the plane, you pull the ripcord, you're gone. You're not getting back in that plane. You've already made that decision. That's a shot down range. You can't get it back. So when you start to go through that and you get to that point, you have to take all of these things into consideration. Now, you could actually plot everything out, Tony, and be perfectly fine. And you know what? If that's the case, great. That is awesome. I mean, that's a celebration event, right?
Right.
But if it's not, you need to know how to course correct to make sure that you can land the plane safely.
Yeah.
You know that I'm a huge movie fan. And
oh, yeah.
That honestly, the thing that just literally appeared in my mind was the scene from Sully. Have you ever seen Sully?
Of course, where he lands the plane in the Hudson.
But remember the bird strike? Right, but remember in the bird strike whenever, and actually it was the lady who played Skyler White on Breaking Bad. I can't remember her name right now. But anyway, she was grilling Sully, Tom Hanks' character, in the meeting, in the NTSB safety meeting about, you know, did he make the right decisions? And he said, how many pilots did you use? And she gave him a number, 10 to 15, something like that, and said, how many times did they actually have to crash the plane before they made it back to Teterboro or made it back to wherever? And it was, you know, it was double digits.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, now what about human error? And they all looked at each other. And he was like, okay, you have to allow the fact that has never happened and that I've never trained for it. And that basically you have to plot that in there to make it a fair comparison. And when they did it, not one person could land the plane safely.
Yeah.
My point is, if you don't have a seasoned pilot to help you pilot your plane and to at least be the co-pilot to help identify dangers, how do you know if you're going to be able to make that turn after that bird strike and land the plane safely? You don't. That's why you need someone who can actually help guide you through that process. And that's why I am so thankful that our clients allow us to bless them, to help them make that turn and make sure that they can land the plane safely. And if that's you out there listening to us right now, that's why you need to give us a call. 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. If you're in the Bluffton, Buford area, we have a class coming up in the next week or so. The one for Pooler is actually this evening, and that's already closed out. But we have Ogeechee Technical College in Statesboro. We have Bluffton and Buford. If you're in the area and this has been something that's been weighing on your mind heavily, that's why maybe you come in, you sit with us for a few hours, let us help you identify some risk, and give you some tips on how you can avoid it, or at least get you some information that could help you and your family be able to have the retirement that you want to enjoy the life that you deserve. Give us a call.
All right. Well, Travis, great show today and so important. Where do we go from here? Have a plan, get a strategy in place to deal with all these issues we're facing. And you covered a lot, and I think it's great. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. Or visit them online at NavigatingRetirementRadio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.